I think that our focus has been all religions and how they relate to government and corporations that we haven't mentioned very much about. And that's why we try to put in book form just a record of what our experiences have been. So we had one on Israel-Palestine and just one that just came out called A Price of Folly on whatever happened to economic ethics in our economic system. That also poses, if Quakers are holding themselves out to their testimonies, then they should question and at least critique at every moment whether their values and their testimonies are in conformity to the principles that the government and corporations call upon us. And that brings us into a sort of a connection with war tax resistance, because incorporating and 501c3 have certain privileges that the government gives to corporations and to individuals, and certain duties they require. And when I read these things, it was very much like reading Tolstoy, that here are our testimonies. The American Friends Service Committee just put out a wonderful pamphlet on that. But when you look at the fact that many Quaker organizations, and I would particularly concentrate more on meetings than on, say, the AFSC, which is sort of half and half, it's a religious, but it certainly has its secular aspects to it and what it does, that some of the propositions that you have to accept, such as a privilege that you don't have to be responsible for your negligent acts if you incorporate, and that you have to accept the language of the government, which says that corporations and 501c3 are for the benefit of the government. And so the government can say who can get a tax deduction and who can't, which sooner or later ties into war tax resistance and that kind of stuff. And so I wrote a rather controversial pamphlet on this, and Mary Klein is going to print part of it in the Western Friend, and I'm probably going to get into trouble again. But the main point of it is not to accept what I say, but for Quakers to always question what they assume is okay, because it's not always okay, and we need to have a conversation on whether religious groups should or even need to incorporate and operate out of 501c3. There are corporations, there are partnerships, there are cooperatives, there are individual associations, and those groups don't take on the same privileges and duties that this connection with corporations causes us to do.